The letter of Paul to the Philippians, chapter 3, verses 4 to 14. It is not that I am myself without grounds for such confidence. If anyone makes claims of that kind, I can make a stronger case for myself. Circumcised on my eighth day, Israelite by race, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born and bred, in my practice of the law, a Pharisee, in zeal for religion, a persecutor of the church, by the law's standard of righteousness, without fault. But all such assets I have written off because of Christ. More than that, I count everything sheer loss, far outweighed by the gain of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I did in fact forfeit everything. I count it so much rubbish for the sake of gaining Christ and finding myself in union with him, with no righteousness of my own based on the law, nothing but the righteousness which comes from faith in Christ given by God in response to faith. My one desire is to know Christ and the power of his resurrection, and to share his sufferings in growing conformity with his death, in hope of somehow attaining the resurrection from the dead. It is not that I have already achieved this. I have not yet reached perfection, but I press on, hoping to take hold of that for which Christ once took hold of me. My friends, I do not claim to have hold of it yet. What I do say is this: forgetting what is behind and straining towards what lies ahead, I press towards the finishing line to win the heavenly prize to which God has called me in Christ Jesus. Here ends the reading.